Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
All right, guys, we're back. Another episode of Processing Blue. Scott, blue is the appropriate word. The Panthers fans are probably feeling a little blue right now.
Yeah, black and blue. You're right. It's they've gotten beaten up this season. Latest example, we saw Sunday night against Indianapolis, a really not a good team, but the Panthers made the Colts defense look like the 1985 Bears. It was a nasty loss, and the Panthers dropped to 1-7, and a lot of questions surrounding this team right now.
Yeah, kind of a head scratcher. The Colts have been giving up about 40 points in the three-game losing streak, giving up about 28 points for the season, and the Panthers did, like to your point, look like they were playing just a dominant defense. And it kind of leads to my first question: Bryce Young did not play well yesterday. Three interceptions. The third interception, the stadium cleared out through two interceptions for touchdowns. You wrote this morning that he might not be ready. What do you think?
Yeah, I did. I wrote a column today about, I don't think Bryce Young is ready to win yet consistently in the NFL. That doesn't mean he's never going to be able to win consistently. But right now, they are very much learning as they go, and it is painful to watch. Two pick sixes, Langston, to put in perspective, in one game, super rare. Way more rare than, say, a quarterback throwing four or five touchdown passes in a game. It just doesn't happen much. And to the same guy, I mean, the Panthers have had that happen three times in their entire history of 28 years. Yesterday was the fourth, and they were nasty. Both of the pick sixes were just horrible miscalculations by Bryce Young.
I don't want to say Bryce Young is Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning was 1-7 with eerily similar statistics to what Bryce has right now. And I do notice that, you know, you see the stats about the Panthers' lack of separation. He very, you know, almost always has pass rush in his face. Some of those things were, Scott, do you think maybe his results are better?
Oh, for sure. I mean, it's not all his fault. Let's just start there. The offensive line has really regressed this year. The Colts, to me, have become, you know, they made the Colts look so good. They're not a good team. They're not a good defense. They were 32nd in the league in scoring defense. He had little time, and then when he did have time, you know what they did, Langston? They didn't blitz at all. Bryce Young can beat a blitz. He's smart, and he can beat a blitz. But they rushed four almost every time and dropped seven, or sometimes rushed three.
And
they exactly. That's a super big, that's a really bad problem along with the receiver. So all this is, you know, factors in together, but the quarterback is the head of the snake, and the two decisions he made on the picks were, you know, were really bad. And and he took full blame, full accountability, credit to him for that. Didn't blame anybody else for doing anything wrong. Said he should have just thrown both those balls in the dirt, which definitely should have happened. Yeah,
the second one to Miles Sanders, he had pressure in his face. There was a lot of traffic between he and Sanders. Sanders said after the game he should have thrown it in the dirt, as you said. The first one was late, I think, over Hubbard on the right side. Is that just trying to make a play, you think, or just rookie mistake?
I think what you said, trying to make a play, I think that's what's happening there, is that Bryce is hesitant to give up on a play, understandably. I mean, they're not scoring points. He doesn't want to throw the ball away on a third and 10, and as most quarterbacks don't. But in both those situations, the risk and the reward were all out of whack, because even if those are completed, I mean, they probably go for two yards or something instead of going 40 or 60 yards the other way. So it was if you're going to take a risk, at least throw it 40 yards downfield. If they intercept it, it's almost like a punt.
Right.
The ones in the flat, and they were both to running backs. And as you said, I mean, they pressure in his face. I mean, this was the entire game. This was all last week too, Langston. How they won that game against Houston with Bryce getting sacked six times is a little bit miraculous when you think about it. But he has been sacked too many times, and the offensive line bears a big brunt of blame here.
That's kind of the frustrating thing, though, Scott, because like every game there's like a little period when you go, wow, that's the guy. You know, you see it in flashes where he'll make a throw or put it in a place. Even the fourth and two last week to Adam Thielen, they kept the drive alive. I mean, he threw it past his own receiver to Thielen in a little small hole. Some of the touchdown passes he's made this season, I mean, he's thrown some balls where you just kind of go, wow. But then there's so many more instances of you kind of go, man, I don't know if they should just play Andy Dalton and win a couple games.
Right. Yeah, you described it well there. I mean, he had a play like that yesterday where they went for it on fourth down, and he made a dart to Tommy Tremble on a fourth down play. That was one of his best throws of the day. Again, though, they're just so not explosive, and this isn't all on Bryce, but leaving that long drive they had for a touchdown Sunday, I mean, do they ever get 10 yards in a play? It's always plotting 8 yards here and 7 yards there.
Yeah, he before he threw the pick six. I mean, he did.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to get yardage for this team. It's just it's a cringeworthy process to watch that offense work. Even when it is working, there's so rarely the, oh, wow, 35-yard gain. They did have one yesterday to Hayden Hurst that was 48 yards, and that was a great play. But there's just not a lot of that. And that's something they're going to have to work on in the offseason, because last year's offseason, I mean, it's not worked out. The main signings they've had to improve the offense have done nothing to, you know, DJ Moore's absence, Christian McCaffrey's absence have been felt every single Sunday this year.
Now you got to get guys can create separation. You got to get the guy a chance to pass the football. And going, you know, they had a 15-play drive, I think, last week to win. I mean, that's going to be very rare in the NFL. It seems like almost every time the Panthers have the ball, they have to go 13, 14, 15 plays to score. And that's just going to be impossible. Something's going to happen. Somebody's going to, you know, slip through four sacks. Somebody's going to get pressure on you. They have to get some chunk plays. I don't know if they have the right personnel right now to get chunk plays. But I want to ask you a question, the question that's on a lot of Panthers fans' minds, because everybody saw what C.J. Stroud did yesterday. Lost his kicker, still won. five touchdown passes. Naturally, you know, he was here last week. The Panthers beat him with a great final drive. But if C.J. Stroud had been the pick, Scott, do you think this Panthers team would be better than what it is?
At the moment, yes, I do. I think if you're just looking at a short sample, say, okay, if C.J. Stroud played these eight games, would they be better than 1-7? I think so right now. I just think C.J. Stroud is coming to the league a little bit more ready. Yeah. He's throwing a little better ball. He just looks – I mean, yeah, okay, Houston, maybe they've got some better skill players, but
– they do.
C.J. Stroud is 14 TDs and one pick, and Bryce is 8-7, and not all that is attributed to skill players. I mean, that's some of just the quarterback. Now, the question is that we don't know is long-term, in 3 years and 4 years, you know, there's been a lot of other slow starters in the league. You mentioned Peyton Manning, 28 interceptions in his rookie year. Justin Herbert didn't start off very well. I mean, Trevor Lawrence struggled in his first year. These things happen. But also, so did Jimmy Clausen. Jimmy Clausen was a really bad rookie quarterback, and he turned out to be a really bad quarterback. So that's, you know, that's the worst rock bottom scenario. Bryce won't.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Of course. But right now, yeah. I mean, C.J. Stroud's going to be Rookie of the Year. You can't say that he wouldn't be better if he was here at this moment. I don't know long term yet, but I mean, the early debate is no debate at all. C.J. Stroud's had just an incredible first half of a rookie season.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, the Panthers held the Colts to 13 points. The Colts had been, even though they've been losing, they've been scoring a lot of points. They had the number two rusher in the league, Zach Moss, got 26 yards. Former NFL rushing champion Jonathan Taylor got 47. The Panthers defense did its job, and they've not played terribly all season. What do you think?
Played well enough to win. Absolutely. You're right, Langston. The Colts got, I think it was 198 yards. That almost always wins the game.
Yeah.
And they only gave up 13, and you could argue it shouldn't have been that many because they got a kind of a gift touchdown because Xavier Woods hit. That was not a penalty. And Pittman, Indianapolis' receiver, said as much after the game. He said it was a clean hit. But Xavier Woods, because it looked so hard, it was really shoulder to chest, not shoulder to the area. Got flagged.
He did appear to launch, but
launches in the NFL is different from college. Launching does not mean an automatic flag. You can launch, but you can't launch into the head. But Pittman ultimately saying he hit me cleanly, and I figure that's where it should have, that we got lucky on the penalty, to me, very rarely happens. So obviously that should have probably been 3 points instead of seven, and that would have been nine. Nevertheless, they would have lost because they gave up 14 on offense. Panthers defense has turned a corner. You know, they gave up 42 a couple of weeks in a row, and now they've gotten down to, had a winning performance against C.J. Stroud. I should mention on our last little thing, Lexan, thank God for Bryce Young that he beat C.J. Stroud, right? I mean, that's the one thing he can really hold on to. I mean, he beat him in a head-to-head matchup. You can't say he did. I mean, he beat him. C.J. Stroud looked very pedestrian against the Panthers a week ago. So he did, he does have that. It's, they will always have Paris or whatever that old line is. They'll always have that win over C.J. Stroud this year. They can't go worse. They're not going to go 0-17. But yes, Panthers defense playing well. Special teams got a big turnover. Eddie Pinheiro is very steady. It's really all about the offense right now. That's why this team is losing games.
Well, the offense had 138 yards rushing yesterday, so that was that was something that they have not been doing as well. I mean, they did a lot of the pieces you would think to win the game. And Indianapolis also got that first field goal after an offsides penalty on the punt when the Panthers should have gotten the ball back.
Yep,
there was that as well, but. They do have some things to clean up, but I think Ejiro's doing a pretty decent job after giving up 84 in back-to-back weeks of kind of correcting him. Maybe they can turn around the offense as well. And that kind of takes me to my next question. Let's talk about the Chicago Bears a little bit. They got a short week. Brian Burns and C.J. Henderson both suffered concussions. They're likely not to play on Thursday. How would that affect that defense plan against the Bears?
It'll be tough. Burns, even though he didn't have a sack yesterday, makes such an impact just because the way you have to tilt your offensive line to block him. C.J. Henderson, they can get along without if they have to. They did, for large portions of yesterday and of last year, but it's not ideal. That's not what you want. I think the big question here, Langston, besides if the Panthers offense can rebound on Thursday night, since this is a short week, is who the Bears will play at quarterback. They have, a real quandary there in that Justin Fields has a dislocated right thumb. So he's missed some games. Wonderful. And if he does play, he might be compromised. He may wear a glove, which, some quarterbacks do to throw. Mm-hmm. Or they may just go with Tyson Bagent, who nobody had heard of.
Right.
And who's now actually played pretty decently. They lost Sunday, but he threw a couple of touchdown passes. He's a undrafted rookie free agent from a place called Shepherd University. Do you know where that is?
No.
Louisiana,
I'm guessing.
I don't need it. I didn't look it up. I'm sorry. We should look it up. Shepherd University, he was like the high school player of the year in West Virginia or something. This is the guy who's the quarterback for the Chicago Bears, and he's been playing okay. The Bears are bad, though. They're 2-7. This is a winnable game for the Panthers. Without Burns, I think the defense is going to cobble it together a little bit. Bagent had four turnovers Sunday, several picks. He had a strip sack. I mean, he'll turn it over some. So the Panthers defense, they may have to score. That may be the way you win this game, is you get a defensive touchdown. Yeah. Get your own pick six. Get it back. That may be the shot that they have with the Bears. You can't imagine that Amazon Prime loves the fact that they've got a 2-7 and a 1-7 team playing on national TV Thursday night.
Al Michaels got to send that to America.
That's a hard sell for Al Michaels. Exactly. They're going to have to work really, really hard on Bryce Young and Justin Fields.
Will the Bears be incentivized to beat the Panthers, knowing if the Panthers have the worst record in football, they'll probably have Caleb Williams instead of Justin Fields next year?
Maybe, or Drake May. The Bears, I mean, I think players, they don't care about that stuff. I mean, half of them aren't going to be there the next year. The GM and, of course, the officials, they care. They really want the Bears to win that to knock the Panthers further down since they do have that number one pick. Now, a guy like DJ Moore will care, of course, because he was here and he would certainly want to show something to the Panthers. But, that's another the Panthers right now, I think they would pick number two except they don't have their pick. But they would be the number two slot, right? Only Arizona, I think, has a worse record right now. And so the Bears want to keep them down. Keep them down
only because
as best they can.
One more game.
Yeah, right. Only because they've had one more game.
Scott, at 1-7, we got to start thinking about the hot seat question. Is Frank Reich or Scott Fitter on the hot seat, or both on the hot seat?
Good question. I think Fitterer more so than Frank Reich. Fitterer has been here longer. He's had a longer time period to try to build this thing, and while Bryce Young, you'd say that's an open question how well that trade is ultimately going to work out. The big trade they made to move up to get Bryce at number one. What has not worked out so far is really the offseason acquisitions, especially this past year. You know, guys like Miles Sanders and Hayden Hurst were brought in to sort of.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Help solve the DJ Moore dilemma that you traded away your best receiver. And Thielen, you could say, well, that one's worked out pretty well. But Hurst and Miles Sanders have really not been a factor much at all. Sanders had a little bit of one good drive yesterday, and Hurst had one good play, but it's not been enough. And they also have not done well on really their second and third day draft picks. They haven't gotten enough help there. So Fitterer, I think, would be the one that, I would feel that seat getting warmer. Frank Reich in the first year of a four-year deal, knowing that he's kind of a quarterback whisperer and that's why you hired him. I just don't think, unless they just bottom out, Langston, look awful, go 1-16, and David Tepper just goes, I just can't take it anymore. I got to start over again. I think Tepper knows in his heart that's not what you do. You fire a coach after 1 year and you're further behind the eight ball than you were. You know, you're going two more steps backward. I think you at least give Frank Reich 2 years. And then after that, who knows?
I asked you earlier about C.J. Stroud versus Bryce Young, which one, if C.J. Stroud was here, how would the Panthers do? If Steve Wilks had been the choice instead of Frank Reich, do you think the Panthers would still be where they are, or would they be better off?
Well, they certainly could be better off. They wouldn't be worse off because it's been, such a horrible start. Well, with Wilkes, they would have had a very different offensive philosophy, one that we did see worked last year when he went 6-6 as the interim head coach. They probably, would have kept, some powerful running backs and tried to ground and pound the ball, had a more conservative, rushing attack that maybe fits the personnel a little bit better. Defensively, they might have been a tad better. I wrote at the time, I thought they should have kept Wilkes. I thought he did a heck of a job. They didn't decide to do that. They went with Frank Reich, and I think that was largely because they want the offense to be more exciting, cool, spectacular, productive, you know, scoring 30 points a game, which is really the way you ultimately have to win most of the time in today's NFL. Mm-hmm. I don't fault that idea, but it has not paid off. So, yeah, cool. If Steve Wilks had coached 8 games right now, I don't really think they'd be 1-7. I think they'd probably be a little better than that. Long-term future, again, sort of like the Bryce Young question, it's to be determined, you know, how well. But the Frank Reich era has not started well, and I'm sure he would be the first to tell you that.
All right, you touched on this earlier. Thursday night, the Panthers are playing on Amazon Prime. You know, if I don't have Amazon Prime, can I just not see the game? Am I just shut out from the Panthers? I have to be radio guy this week?
This is a question that comes up every time the Panthers ever play on a Thursday night game, which is every year. And so I'm glad you asked it. It's actually our news partner, WSOC Channel 9, will have the game locally in Charlotte. So most people, yeah, they probably have Amazon Prime because you probably order stuff from Amazon Prime. But if you don't, WSOC Channel 9, it is on free over-the-air TV in Charlotte. You can get it there. They'll have a pregame show, I think, 7 to 8 p.m., and they're good there. That is our news partner, and we're happy to plug them because they do a really good job. Then it switches to the national broadcast and Al Michaels. The game kickoff is 8:15 on Thursday night, so you can watch it for free.
Yeah, WSOC did like a 4-hour pregame show yesterday. They did the newscast live at Bangor.
Oh, my gosh.
Those guys,
well, that might have been a little bit of overkill for that one, yeah. But, yeah, more so power to them, I guess.
Bogus on Amazon Prime, if you have one of those newfangled streaming boxes, the picture quality is phenomenal. They broadcast in a higher quality picture format. It's not like 4K like you see, but it's really, really good. It looks a lot better than your standard football broadcast. Although I'm sure Al Michaels, as you said earlier, is probably not that excited about calling a 1-2 NT. All right, Scott, before we got here, I want you to rub on your crystal ball. What do you see for these Panthers the rest of the year? What do you see happening in the offseason?
Rest of the year is all about Bryce Young and getting this offense better, Langston. I think record is secondary, obviously, right now to what because they're not making, you know, they ain't going anywhere. So, and they don't have the number one draft pick. So record is as irrelevant as it's ever been for a Panthers team, right? They have 9 more games. Whether those, you know, whether they go 2-7 or 4-5 or 1-8, doesn't matter too much. What does matter is getting Bryce Young familiar with what you want, and then next year, and you say offseason, it's all got to be about, I mean, not, you know, 80% of it has to be about rebuilding the offense and scoring some points. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, even the game the Panthers won, they only scored 15 points. I mean, this has got to be a team that's got to double that. They've got to be a team that's, you know, their number one pick or whatever. You know, if they trade back into the first round, which I ultimately think they will do, if I'm rubbing on the crystal ball, I bet you they will have a number one pick in April of 2024. Not number one, but, you know, like they'll trade into the teens or something. Mm-hmm. And end up picking, and that's going to have to be a wide receiver or a stud tight end or running back or something, a skill position. I think that's the biggest problem I see right now. Besides, you know, the offensive line is bad too, but if I had to pick one, it's those skill position spots that they just are not good enough. And, you know, just like in basketball, Langston, we're both very familiar with basketball, and you got to have some people who can put it in the hole. I don't care how good defense you play. Somebody's going to have to go get you 25 or 30 a game in the NBA if you're going to win. And they don't have that guy. And so Bryce is really more the point guard, the distributor. He's not the Steph Curry point guard. He's more the, you know, I'm going to get the ball in places that you won't believe, but you got to get some separation first. So that's where a lot of the offseason has to go. And again, who's making those decisions? I mean, is it Scott Fitterer and Dan Morgan? I don't know. I mean, that's open for debate. Will Frank Reich be the coach? Yeah, I think so. Will Bryce Young be the quarterback? Absolutely. They're wedded to Bryce Young right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the next 9 games, Panther fans, buckle up. It is going to be a rough ride. I'm sorry.
But give me a number.
There'll be a few moments. Hey, Langston, there might be one Thursday. They may win Thursday, honestly. It's one of the most winnable games they've got left.
You got to pick them to win Thursday? Mr. 7-1?
I haven't decided yet. I've got a pretty good lead in our contest because I picked them to lose every single game,
yeah.
which has made it 7-1. I might pick them Thursday. Yeah, I'm thinking hard about it because I think it's the kind of game that Chicago and them are really probably a coin flip. The game being in Chicago probably hurts them a little bit, but you know, Chicago is not very good either. It's going to be probably a good 19-16 slugfest of some sort with a defensive touchdown in there.
Give me a number, Scott. I know you said it's going to be a rough ride to buckle up. What's the win number? What's the record over the last 9 games?
If I had to choose right now, I'd go 2-7, 3-14 for the year.
So you're going 3-14 season. Well, Panther fans, that you have from the guy who's seen just about as much Panther football as anybody that's ever followed the Panthers. Look, thanks for watching us. If you're watching us on YouTube, make sure to like, follow, subscribe. If you're watching us on any of the social media services, make sure you like and share. Follow us on charlotteobserver.com, and we'll catch you next week on Processing Blue.